Welcome to the Big Hot Show. My name is Blake Buck, and co-hosting with me this week, we've got
Ben,
Dylan,
and Carolyn.
And this is your Big Hot Show for Wednesday, April 13th, episode number 5. Mardi Gras was a few weeks ago, okay? And people give up shit for Lent. Okay, now did anybody here give anything up for Lent or observe any of those traditions?
I give up God.
I mean, I don't know. I kind of feel like I should give up something, right? I mean, I don't know, just for the hell of it.
Why? You're going to have to give up living at one point. I mean, like, enjoy what you have while you have it.
Well, okay, but there's some shit I do that's...
Why, because Beardy Cloud Man says no? Fuck that. I mean, even if you like Beardy Cloud Man, just... He's, why?
That sounds like a Mega Man character. Yeah, like, what is it like? You have to fight
Cut Man first so that you can...
What does he get? What is his power? The power to fuck up people's lives? You just shoot one bullet at the boss of any level. And they just start weeping and killing each other.
They send their own children to die on the mountain.
Man, what a dick.
That would be the best Mega Man game ever.
Okay, but...
Metaphysical Man.
But here's what I want to give up. The internet. Now, before you guys jump all over this, all right, I mean, okay, I spent so much time on the internet just doing nothing, right? I mean, I think we talked about this earlier, where you just get on YouTube and you're playing the related videos game, and it's like you just can't stop. I was watching videos of, like, big waves hitting boats for, like, an hour. It was so great. I don't know why I had to watch this. Like, oh, it almost tipped over, but it didn't.
Well, to be fair... When you're real stoned, waveboat.mpg is fucking fantastic.
You know, speaking of the internet, you know, I get, my mother is on the internet now. She, you know, she can use email. She's one of those, like, kind of product of the 90s computers and hasn't really learned anything since then. So I get, like, weird forwarded emails from her. Like, who does that? Did any of you guys get, like, forwarded emails?
If you don't forward this to 10 people, your personal angel will die and be replaced by
right,
the devil.
Like, who's like, who gets that in their inbox and is like, shit, I've got to get on this right now. Who do I know?
Grandmothers.
Yeah, right. Do your parents do this to any of you guys where they send you emails?
Every day.
No, my parents don't like me, but that's it.
My mom used to, and I beat her, and she stopped.
Well, did you leave marks? I mean,
no, not like physically. I mean, I challenged her to a game.
A game of wits, and then I won.
A game of excite bite.
Apparently not wits.
Here's the game. Here's the email she sent me today. It was like, it said this. It was like, if you, this just in, new law nationwide. And I'm like, all right, I already know this is, whatever is coming is bullshit. And it said, if you drive 20 miles under the speed limit on the highway, you will be fined $754 for a ticket.
Seriously?
And I think to myself, I'm like, how did you believe this enough that not only did it frighten you when you read it, you thought, I have to send this to my child immediately.
Because he always drives 21 miles under the speed limit.
Like, I don't get it. Where's the skepticism, generation, I guess, baby boomer? Like, what happened?
I mean, you only get fined like 150 for going over.
Right. Why would you get charged 700 for going under the speed limit? That makes no sense. Like, did you not think at all? Did you get this and you're like, fuck, I read it with my eyes, so I believe it. There was no thought that went into it whatsoever.
I think technology kind of numbs your brain a little.
We already kind of talked about being overloaded. But man, I can't stand, like, you go, okay, now I don't want to, like, I talk about porn sites a lot, but that's, like, the worst, right?
Right.
You go on porn site, that's, like, the zenith of, like, insane advertising techniques.
I like how they, well, I'm telling myself with this, but on some websites that could be adult in nature, you see advertisements, and it'll have a picture of Ron Jeremy's face, just his face, and underneath the caption says, you can have a 10-inch cock, too. First of all, I'm not saying I want to see a picture of a dick, because I don't, but nobody looks at Ron Jeremy and is like, I want what he has. That is what I need. Second of all, I'm already seeing all these dicks everywhere else.
Right. Yeah,
you might as well just show the guy's dick and be like, oh, then, I do need that pill.
Right, yeah, Ron Jeremy, I mean, if you got your face, let's see your dick too, Ron Jeremy, all right, just have them both. I mean, make the go for the sale all the way. Don't puss out halfway.
The guy looks like a character from the Flintstones. And then...
What, like the creepy uncle who touches people?
No, like a dinosaur. Just a weird fat dinosaur with a big cock. And then at least show me the dino cock, you know? Like, at least let me know what the pills are going to do. They're going to make my face look like that. I'm not fucking buying it.
It's like he's the washing machine in the house. Like,
okay, so I saw one ad the other day, and like it just blew my mind because I saw it and I was like, this is amazing. It said like let me get like the exact. I wish I had written it down because the verbiage was amazing. It was like how to use psychic powers to get girls to fuck you. That's like literally what it said. And I was like, you know, I need this. I need this now. I mean, who's the guy who's like, yes, click.
Mind fucking.
$80, done. Mind fucking, let's go.
I just wonder to myself, do they tell you how to get psychic powers first? Or do they just assume that you came into it with psychic powers?
Initiate your psychic power. Fuck! Oh!
You did not read the fine print.
Yeah, you know what it is? It's a trap. You know, once you get that, then yeah, it's by another thing of actually acquire the psychic powers.
Right. And like, here's another question I have. Like, okay, I don't know how we got on porn, and not only we're talking about porn so much, but like, who pays for porn? These in like 2011, who is paying? Like, you see a site, it's like, oh, unlimited access for only like $1.99. It's like, who is like, well, I'd like to pay for porn when there's so much for free. Sounds great. Where do I sign up?
I never thought I would meet somebody that did. And I had a buddy, and I won't say his name, but he told me one time we're hanging out drinking. He goes, hey, so bought a subscription, one of those porn sites. And I was like, why? He's like, because this girl, she's really beautiful. He didn't say she was sexy or slutty. She was really beautiful.
That's really weird.
And it was the most heartbreaking moment of my entire life. Because I think he fell in love with the girl he was jerking off to. So he paid $8 a month to download all of her videos. As though she would somehow, through the montage of other cocks, come through the computer and be like, hey.
You're the one.
I know you love me. You're lonely. Let's run away. I don't have to be covered in cum all the time. You can rescue me. Maybe that's it. It's like some sort of damsel in distress fantasy. I don't know. Lonely as shit.
And then the other window he has pulled up is playing, my blood runs cold. My baby is centerfold.
I feel real sad.
I can see, like, okay, if you're like, for whatever reason, really into like one particular thing that's only available on. So, I mean, like, if you're into some weird thing and you can only get it one place, I guess that makes sense. But like,
how weird does that thing have to be though? That, yeah, it's right. Not already there for free.
There's so much.
There's a lot of weird shit for free.
That's what blows my mind. How is like porn being made? Like, and it, that whole industry,
advertising, like, revenue. That's got to be
it. But like, where's the money? Who's paying the money? Your creepy friend. That's one out of like the 800 people.
Well, no,
I
what
know.
I'm saying, like, even the free porn websites. Look at all the cock enlargement ads. Like, they pay money to the porn webs, the streaming porn sites.
It just doesn't seem like. I mean, how many guys are like, well, I'm jerking off. Man, I could use a bigger penis now that I'm thinking about it.
Well, even I don't know. I have no idea.
It just seems like
porn website crashed a long time ago. I didn't make any money on it, so I had to.
Tell us about it.
Every time I pee, I think
I had a venture capitalist backing it.
Wait, what?
No, I'm making shit up. I don't have a porn website.
Venture. All right. Well, I
would have had all this porn on my computer and never made it to the next step of getting it online.
Got to upload it. Well, I got to stop jerking off to do that. Damn it. Well. There goes the dream. You know the saying when, like, life gives you lemons make lemonade?
Yeah.
That's fucking bullshit. What? Like, hey, your life blows, make some blow life juice.
Because life didn't give you sugar, so it's going to suck.
Yeah, I got to go do all this extra work so my shitty life is not maybe a little less shitty now.
When life gives you a hand job, at least you're not by yourself. Like, that would be a much better one, you know? Like,
right.
But
your
also,
life fucking
it's very
sucks,
sad.
But it could be worse, dickhead. So
it's also very sad that you needed a hand job not to be alone.
Masturbation is supposed to be spontaneous and fun.
I'm in the middle of class.
Like,
hold on, teacher, hold on. I just had a fucking lightning bolt of inspiration. My penis is coming out now.
You don't even announce it until it's beyond the point of no return, you know? What, are they going to stop you? Well, they're not going to stop you. Like, they may arrest you, but you...
You're gonna finish before the cops.
Somebody's
get there.
Taking a shower later, and it ain't you.
I was thinking about old commercials the other day, and you know that you remember that this is sort of the same along the same lines of like Life Gives You Lemons, just stupid sayings that I hate. But you know that that Apple Jacks commercial where the kids are like chomping down on Apple Jacks, like, man, I love Apple, and the fucking lame dad comes and he's like, whoa, why do you guys like Apple Jacks? They don't taste like apple. And then the kids are like, and they're like, we eat what we like. And I was thinking, if I was that dad, I'd say, that doesn't even make any fucking sense. Go to your room. You're fucking grounded for life, kids. We eat what we like. Yeah, I know
you
that.
You snotty fucks. I know. I bought the shit. I wanted a logical reason, and you just told me to fuck off.
Look, I've been blazing up for an hour now. I needed real fucking truth.
I just pushed your mom down the stairs so I wouldn't have another one of you little bastards.
We eat what we like. You know what? You know what? You can't eat what you like. You're on your fucking own now.
You're
out of this
anything
house
ever again. Fuck you.
Go to the store, buy your own fucking Apple Jacks. Your mother won't bang me anymore. She's all dried up.
Just like Apple Jacks.
See, if they put that in an Apple Jacks commercial, I'd fucking buy them right now.
The money I just spent on your box of Apple Jacks could have bought your mom hormones for a week.
Man, the hormones are cheap.
God damn.
Or Apple Jacks have been severely inflated.
All right, so Ben, you got some tales for us. You were telling us earlier you had something to tell about, you called it muscle milk, which I don't know what that
all right,
is.
Well, I thought we'd have a better segue than this.
All right, well, maybe here, we'll save that. We'll save that. We'll,
you know what goes good on Apple Jack's milk?
Let's.
Oh, there we go. That works. So that would be what you put on Apple Jacks. Muscle milk. Muscle milk sounds like, it sounds like something you harvest from people and then you market it to bodybuilers.
Ben used to be a Scientologist, so he's had plenty of placentas to eat.
Did
I get you too far then?
Oh, placentas. Oh, people do that though. That's a real
exactly
thing.
Like, it's people. Really
wait, what? I'm missing something. No, they don't.
No, they do. And the
don't
little,
tell me about a South Park episode that's
no.
It's a real.
You're all agreeing.
And you can buy placenta
people,
bars.
They grill it up and have a little party.
No, placenta bars is not a real fuck thing.
No,
they can't see you doing
what?
That.
Yes, it is.
Wait, what?
It totally is.
Wait. Now are you saying like it's like a cereal bar or it's a bar you go to and you get shots of placenta?
No. You can, like, there are places, like, there are people who will sell their placenta and they dry it out and make it into a bar.
Well, I don't understand. This is why people do like porn where they like, or not porn, but just like sex where they like piss and shit on each other. Cause it's just like, it's so depraved and fucked up. It's like, that's the draw. It's like, that's sort of where this comes from. Yeah. We're going to eat this cord where
that's
your child used to eat through or some shit.
Well, the theory is that, you know, this is where the food for the baby's like been hanging out. So it's healthy.
Yeah, well, what's mom been eating? She's
no,
going to McDonald's.
It's not healthy because a fucking parasite lived in it. A thing that fucking, that nobody wanted, but they were too scared to fucking punch to death.
Is that what abortions are to you? Mike Tyson's abortion out?
You got to dodge when he swings at you to terminate the pregnancy.
Little Mac.
Round three, third trimester.
Oh
my God. Yeah, I've got
so muscle milk is
All right, so Ben, we have to do this. We do this every week now. It's time for Ben's. You intro.
Oh, yeah.
There was
a real good reverb-y effect on it the first time. It's time for Ben's Drunk Hypothetical of the Week.
All right, so what have we got?
All right, we're changing pace a little bit here this week. And this is a serious one. It's heavy, but you have to hear me out. If you could have the power of any superhero ever that you wanted. Ever.
I know this ends with the word dick. I just know it ends with the word
well,
dick.
superpower of anybody you want. Any Marvel, DC, doesn't matter. I don't care. You can have that. That's you. You have that. But you have to destroy your own sexual organ.
Sexual organ, not dick. Sexual organ.
Now for the guys, that involves both penis and testicles.
Run.
And for you, I'm not sure how you'd go about it. I'm guessing Dremel tool. I don't know. Now for the guys, I'm thinking like hammer.
Okay.
Or inappropriately small steak knife.
I'm sorry, can we not pick our own tool of destroying ourselves?
I think you can choose both the power and you can choose. Well, that's fucking easy. If I can choose, I choose the power to grow.
No. Here's the stipulation. No matter what you pick, your stuff never comes back.
Okay, so that's the one rule.
You never have, your downstairs is never repaired.
Okay, but I can choose any.
You can't have an artificial one or whatever. I mean, you can put a strap on.
You will never have.
If you're a dude, you have no cock and balls. If you're a lady, your whisker biscuit is ruined forever.
Are you saying the thing is you can never have sexual gratification again?
I mean, you could have your nipples bitten or your butthole licked, but I mean. but your main source of euphoria lost you forever.
Oh, well. Okay, well, first of all, I think I would.
What's the final?
Yeah, no,
so would you?
That in this
so would you take the power of any one superhero ever, no matter what, if it meant that you had
Can we make up the superpower?
No, it has to be something that's in existence.
Has to be
part of
real,
canon.
Okay.
But you have to destroy, not just like you go under the knife and they give you some anesthesia. I mean, you have to. You do it.
Mutilate
your junk. And it's gone. So for guys, it's smooth down there. For you, I don't know what it is. It's an empty box after that. It's a treasure chest with no gold.
We actually have a secret excommunication rite where you leave the fold.
What?
Wow.
That was somehow poetic. I don't know. All right, here. Well,
I wish my face could be conveyed through sound right now. That blew my fucking mind.
I have one question though. Now,
okay, all right.
Now,
your question.
Usually, when it gets involved with people who cut off their own penises, right? Eunuchs back in the day who would sing, right? They would sort of become effeminate, womanized, and would there be any way to now? I wouldn't have sexual gratification, but could I retain at least my masculinity?
Oh yeah, I'm talking about like right
sense.
Now, like today. I say, hey, you can do
right,
this.
So
right
I'm not
now.
Gonna be like a weird like eunuch.
No. Like you're still gonna be like
my voice
I
gets
like,
all effeminate and
but
stuff.
But you just don't produce the things that you need to do things because you don't have a boner.
Okay,
or
well, first of
sperm.
All, I would totally do that, and I just hadn't picked my power yet, and you'll have to come back to me, Dylan. What you got?
Ass.
No, fuck okay. Pass. No.
I mean, for now.
You're like, on the spot, goddammit. Your dick is on the chopping block.
No, fuck you, Ben. I'm not cutting my dick off for a power.
Dude, there's a
no,
lot
no,
of
no,
cool
no,
powers.
No, 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 no. Hear me out.
How about
out.
Man who prints money? Surely that's in, like, Marvel somewhere.
Hear me out. Here it is. Because sexual gratification is pretty much all I have left in life. you'll have a superpower. You'd be cool. What if I become, I pick some dumbass superpower and I get shot tomorrow?
What the fuck was the point? I would need to do a lot of research.
I
want to
be Superman and Lex Luthor comes and shoves a kryptonite dildo up my ass. It's over.
And you're like, oh, I wish I had one of those to fight back, but I don't.
What if that was like Superman's ultimate sexual fantasy? Like he was one of those people that wants to die during sex. You know, like he liked to, they want to be chopped up and eaten or whatever. He's like, I want kryptonite to be put in me by my mortal enemy.
A friend of mine actually has a philosophy that's what Superman did in the Fortress of Solitude, was take a big piece of kryptonite and just fuck himself because in order to retain some kind of resistance to it.
Right, you're like, he's built, you're right.
Yeah,
like,
you're building
if you
immunity.
Wanted to build up a poison resistance, you gotta take just a little bit of it at a time.
Wait, I don't think that's the way that works.
No, don't
hey,
worry
you're
about
not from
it.
Krypton, you don't all know.
Right,
yeah,
you
enough.
Don't write for fucking DC, alright? Just calm down,
that's
how it works.
Only because they fired me. Immunization process.
Alright, Carolyn, alright, so are you willing to sit on the drill of doom to, Hey, you don't necessarily have to pick your powers now. I'm just saying, knowing that you could pick something outrageously and superhuman, would you give up that? Something that we as human beings focus on so much,
that,
for better
that's
or worse.
That's my point. I think that you're, what, I guess what you're really arguing
would you
here,
give up your junk for Lent that's forever?
What I'm saying is, like, I think what you're trying to argue is, like, sexual gratification is, like, you know, the main huge point of being a person. My point is that, like, I would do this because I don't think that's true. Like, I have...
Well, I don't know
sex
that
is fun, but there are other fun things to do in the world, and if I can do this and have lots of fun doing other things, then why not?
I think, like, in the end, like, you know, naturally, you just have a natural drive towards sex.
And to be fair, sensual. At least for women, like... You start to lose that after, like, 40,
that's
30.
True. I don't know. Guys,
well, my theory is I don't think I'm going to give it up because if I lose my vajayjay, then I can't make children, and they have no reason to get me off the sinking ship first.
Well,
why is
but
like
if you
a,
have superpowers, you can
like
fuck
nightmare
fly off the sinking ship.
Life motivation.
Well, you know, disasters,
she just
what do
never
they
knows when the next Titanic will be.
Disasters, they say... Women and children first. Well, if I can't produce more children, they have no reason to save
me. I will look like
me.
A child. I'll just be like, boom, check it out.
Tell them you're a eunuch. You'll sing your way off the ship.
Yeah, get me with these fucking violin players.
I'm a choir boy. I'm a man of the cloth.
All right, so any other thoughts on the drunk hypothetical?
Like with this, I totally would. And I'll tell you exactly who
oh,
I would
that's
be.
That's right.
Because I've been thinking about it for, like, seriously, several days.
that long, huh?
Not because I fantasize about cutting my junk off, but because I was like, I need to have a good one this week. And then I thought about it, I was like, well, I need to have a very in-depth answer. I would do it, and I wouldn't enjoy it. Oh, man, that, like, I,
right,
that's,
right.
That's one of the things.
Assuming you wouldn't, like, die while the dick's
right.
being cut
well,
off.
Well, and that's the other thing, too. Like, so you won't die. Like, you'll make it through it, because that'd be a shitty deal.
Exactly.
Cut your dick off for powers you don't ever get to have. But so I would do it, and I'd be miserable. But then I would take the powers of Apocalypse. Because not only
wait,
could
who,
I...
Apocalypse?
From X-Men, you know.
Oh, what did, wait, what did so, Apocalypse
so he,
do?
So he could he was a shapeshifter. Oh, man. This turned into the fucking nerdiest podcast ever all of a sudden. Whatever, anyway, so he was a shapeshifter. He could control shit with his mind. And he had a temple that was made in, I think, in Egypt that he could sleep in periodically so that he could live forever. I may not have a dick, but I would rule the world. And then I would just watch people fuck.
But why would,
and I would
you watch?
Be like, and you know what? Well, no, I mean, like, I can't pleasure myself, you know, down there. But I can be like, hey, look at all these things I can turn my arms and legs into. Why don't I just balance all of the people on them?
But you wouldn't have any sexual gratification from it. I think that's the trade-off.
Well, I mean, you
could say, like, oh, I'll turn my arm into a dick.
Well,
but then
okay,
I
you wouldn't have
like,
physical
you
gratification, but you'd be turned on in your mind.
I think there's holes,
sort of.
Holes in your logic there.
Really? No. Holes in my logic.
No,
about being
apocalypse. Let me go back there. There is nothing logical about this conversation whatsoever.
All right, as long as we acknowledge that.
Here's the thing: if you're gonna beat your dick off or chop it off or whatever, I'm gonna go ahead and think maybe you're gonna have one of the phantom appendage thing going.
Oh,
at some
Lord,
point.
I didn't think
now
of
just
that.
Just imagine watching people fucking and thinking you have it there and not. You're gonna become a super villain.
Yeah,
it's gonna
like,
happen.
It's like
I mean, you're
well, Apocalypse.
I mean,
yeah,
if
you're
I'm
a fucking,
I'm already trying
but
to
I mean,
kill everybody.
Dude, so. You know what I would do? I would be Superman. Because A, there is no kryptonite in this fucking world. I picked the power. That's not real. He just has like unlimited powers forever and can do anything. I mean, come on.
Until the
oh,
sun
I want
blows
some
up.
Money. Boom. I punch everybody yeah. between me and money and I take it.
You beat up man who makes money.
Right.
Lock him in your basement.
I go to the mint. They're like, oh, fuck you. We're going to shoot you. I'm fucking Superman.
What does that mean? If you're Superman, you could get sweet endorsement deals.
Right. Exactly.
From
good years on your cape.
From
and
whatever that whiskey is.
You would not be able to get
Canadian whiskey endorsement.
You would not be able to get an endorsement deal from Trojan Condom, sadly.
Well,
that would
this
not,
is true. But you good from Krypton dildos.
Can I take mine back, actually?
Okay.
Now, check this out. As long as I can beat my dick off of a mallet.
Oh, a mallet? I think that's even worse than a hammer.
I want
it'll take a while.
I want the Hulk's power. Because I think, you know, his thing is the more angry he becomes, the stronger he is. And I think if I sat there and bit my dick off, I'd be the angriest motherfucker ever. That would be ultra powerful.
And if you had, like, even the littlest nub left, when you get all Hulkified,
right. Yeah, I mean,
it'd be like a normal human dick. I mean, it might not work. But you could still be like, hey, although at that point you're like 7.5 feet tall, 700 pounds.
What are you fucking at that point, yeah. An elephant?
Hey, like, and then you're all trying to apologize. You're like, no, look, see, normally it's not really like this. See, I'm the Hulk. But
I had to trade it as a deal with the devil. You don't understand.
That goes back to last week's hypothetical with the polar bear. Now it's suitable. Now he can say yes.
You know, I think with that.
I want everybody to send their responses to my hypothetical to feedback@bighotshow.com.
I guess that does it for this week of the Big Hot Show. If you got any feedback for us, feedback@bighotshow.com. I guess that's about it. Check out the website, bighotshow.com. Check us out on iTunes and Twitter and all that jazz. From all of us here at the Big Hot Show, I'm Blake Buck.
I'm Ben.
Dylan.
And Carolyn.
And we'll see you next time.